catch you on the train. Welcome back. Well, welcome to the Why So Serious podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. We got Devin and Mike with you. What's going on, Devin? Mike? Speak.
Mike, go first. You should go first, Mike. Is the mic working, Mike? Jesus
Christ.
Oh, well, I'm here. I'm delighted to be here. And look at this new format. There's titles and everything. Go for it, Michael.
I agree. I like the new look at our new vibe. I mean, it's great. Brandon did all this hard work, and I did no help at all, honestly. I think he wanted me to. So, shout out to Brandon.
All right. Yeah. Definitely. We are here to talk about X-Men 97, Episode 4. It was a two-parter, Motendo and Life, Death, Part 1. Devin, did that bring you back to when you were a kid, when they used to do
episodes
on, like, cartoons?
I was going to say that. I was going to ask you guys, how do y'all feel about it? Because personally, I loved it because it gave us a chance to, like, not take so serious the storyline, and then gave us the storyline, and then we can still get to learn about these mutant powers. Like, seeing Jubilee in the future or just being in the game forever and seeing how she can evolve her powers and stuff like that was super cool. And I'm all about, like, two separate episodes to just give people somebody that maybe not be in the storyline, like, if Gambit, because apparently people don't really like Gambit this year. I mean, this season, it's only four episodes, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, Gambit is still getting, I don't know. I'm really sad for him because he gets played to his face on every episode and, like, so far. And, like, I don't understand. Like, that's not the Gambit and Rogue relationship I was used to. So
we'll though, because I don't think he's getting played. I don't think it's actually going down with Rogue and
Magneto.
I got a theory about what's actually happening there.
Mike, how did you feel about the two-parter? Two separate episodes.
I thought this was the weakest of the. Of all the episodes so far.
Wow.
Really? That is very hot.
I didn't think it would be a hot take. I thought
it's super hot.
Like, the Jubilee, they were way too short. And I feel like the Jubilee thing was just kind of like whatever. But then it took away. And then the Storm thing was so fast. And for such an important, like, storyline for her, especially since she hasn't gotten any attention really the last couple episodes, I thought it was so fast And I don't know why we had to cut both into like half, you know, half of the time block. I think we lost.
Mike, let me ask you this question. What the fuck are you supposed to do when you're starting to learn? You're like rehearsing a love story.
You understand. Mike is young. You got to remember, he's younger than us. They didn't do this on X-Men the Animated Series, but when we was growing up, Saturday morning cartoons, they would do this shit all the time. They would have like multiple story cartoons. If you watched Hanna-Barbera cartoons, it'd be like three stories in one 30-minute fucking episode. Like this was just...
You're getting Magilla Gorilla, you're getting Snagglepuss, you're getting... And then you're getting like the Birdman or something.
But Mike's
like that.
28 like, years old.
Yeah, but we were also already talking about how it was kind of fast last week. And that was one story for the entire block. And then now this week, we've got two stories in the same block time. Yes,
that's true. Well, that's why I said I understand why it's startling to you. Last week was different than this week because last week was they told a long story quickly.
Fast.
This was a short story and then a part of a story. So there's a whole episode called Life Death Part 2, not this week, but the following week. That's going to be like the whole rest of this Storm story. So I think they just wanted to make sure we ain't forget about her. Like, hey, you know, she's still like, this thing is still going. But no, I want to hear more, Mike, because you know, you're 28 years old. You ain't grow up with the cartoons that we
I did have cartoons that were split like you're talking about.
Like what? Josh and Drake or something? Was that a cartoon?
SpongeBob. No. Every SpongeBob episode is like this.
SpongeBob was like that. I think Johnny Bravo was like that. I used to
hold on. Yes. You know Johnny Bravo?
Scooby-Doo. I watched a lot of Scooby-Doo. That's Hanna-Barbera. I mean, Scooby-Doo has been around long before me and is still around today.
Really?
There's, I mean, the Flintstones and the Jetsons. They were both like that.
You watched that?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but here's the thing. Yeah, if all the episodes were like that, I would get it. But they're not.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
So, like, it just felt... I was shocked when I was watching the Jubilee thing. It just feels to me like there's three characters who have not really gotten that much attention, and then we just gave them, like, their spotlight for a little bit, but I didn't think the Jubilee storyline compared at all or was related in any way or as important as the Storm half.
Is that supposed to be, though?
Well, yeah.
Well, no, that's fair. Related to each other, but it's like, I wanted, honestly, after I've seen the whole episode, I was like, I didn't care. I don't care about the Jubilee thing was whatever. Like, fine. It was a little bit of character development, but I would have preferred if I got to see more of what Storm was doing. And, like, the end of that confused the hell out of me. I mean, if you read the comics, I'm sure you know what's coming, but I'm not as familiar with these as you've learned over the last few weeks. So I was sitting there like, what just happened?
I got some comic book stuff for you. I'll explain this to you. Because the X-Men is my shit. Like, I read comic books every week, but the X-Men is my shit.
Special. It's special to you, too. It's very special.
Oh, yeah. But that's why I was so mad at all them fucking movies. one of the highest downloaded episodes we've ever done on the show was way back when. And we were reviewing the old X-Men movies. And I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to be the show that just gets mad at everything. But those movies make me angry. It made me so angry. But before we get into this episode, we do have some breaking news that happened a little bit before the show started. Mike, I don't know if you saw this, but they've casted Julia Garner as the Shia Ball version of Silver Surfer. So not Norrin Radd, but we're going to get Shia Ball Silver Surfer. What do you think about that, Michael?
I did not see that. That's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty cool that they're introducing the Silver Surfer in general.
I got a question. Who the fuck is that? Go ahead. Who the fuck is that?
The Silver Surfer?
Which part?
No, the actress.
The Shia Ball. I don't know. Like, this
Shia Ball Silver Surfer.
That's her name.
Yeah, who?
No, that's not her name.
I thought it was.
No, that's her different. Yeah.
Yeah, that's her character's name.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's a different.
It's not
Harold.
The same. Yeah, it's a different.
It's a different Harold.
It's not Norrin Radd. Correct. It's not Norrin Radd.
Yeah, that's why I was like, "Who the fuck is she?" That's why I'm like, I don't know anything about her. Period.
Well, I don't think a lot of
you know a bunch of people are gonna be all mad now.
Well, that's why I like it. Anything that makes those people mad makes me happy. I got to be honest with you.
Like, I agree.
If you're mad that they having a woman Silver Surfer because it's a woman, I want you to be mad. Now, usually this happens with like characters people don't care about, and I'll say, well, nobody was actually a fan of that character, to begin with. So why are you mad? I do think there are people who are fans of Norrin Red, the Silver Surfer. So
I am.
I can see someone's like, oh, I really want to see him in the MCU. But like, did you really want to see Norrin
Red? I only know him from the movie.
Well, yeah.
He had his own show. He had his own show.
He did have a show, and it was the animated show and from Fox in the late 90s. It came on after. Yeah. So they had the X-Men, and then they had, that was such a success. Then they had Spider-Man, the animated series. Remember Spider-Man.
Spider was the only one that was really successful. Like had more than like two seasons.
Yeah, they did Iron Man. And I mean, Iron Man was okay, but like, we've talked about it on the show before. Those characters weren't that popular before the MCU. And then they did Fantastic Four. And now when the Fantastic Four had like the dark uniforms, like the dark blue uniforms on the show. And then they spun off the Fantastic Four and had the Silver Surfer show. And the Silver Surfer show had the best animation out of all those shows. Like the animation was crazy for that. But I heard it was mad expensive. So they only did like one season of it. Because like everyone wasn't watching it and the animation was mad expensive. The other thing that this tells us is that the Silver Surfer is going to be in this first Fantastic Four film.
That's what I'm excited about.
Which means it's possible we can see Galactus. Well, it's possible.
Eventually.
Long they don't do that bullshit.
It would make sense to me that the first movie is the Silver Surfer shows up. And then you tease, like, Galactus is coming. Because, like, if you remember, I don't know if you read the story. I thought I made you read it, Mike. I don't know. The Coming of Galactus. But essentially what happens is Silver Surfer comes to Earth because Galactus sends the dudes out there to basically troll the planets and be like, oh, yeah, this is a good planet for you to eat. And
then
he shows up and eats that shit. And Silver Surfer got there, and he basically got convinced that's like, we shouldn't eat this planet. And then he teams with the Fantastic Four to fight against Galactus. And this is the funniest shit of all time. And if you watch, the Fantastic Four had a show in the 60s. That's hilarious. But I watch it. I used to watch it all the time. But in order to stop Galactus, the Human Torch goes into space and he gets this weapon called the Ultimate Nullifier, which is basically like a plot point where in storyline, you can just, if you think of anything, it will do it. So they basically come back and was like, we're going to use this Ultimate Nullifier, you Galactus, if you don't leave. And so he left, but the punishment was he banned the Silver Surfer to Earth. He's like, you can't leave Earth now. You can't travel the galaxy no more. You stuck on Earth. And so for a while, the Silver Surfer was stuck on Earth. So that's what happened in that story. So I wonder if they're going to do some type of facsimile of that. I don't know. But yeah, that was kind of big news. So anyway, let's get into this episode 4. The first part of episode 4 was Motendo. Mike, did you have any of the old, like, 16-bit video games? Did you have a Sega or a Super Nintendo?
My uncle was a big video game person, and he got me the earliest console I ever had was a Super Nintendo, I think, the version. Okay. So, yeah. But I only had, like, Mario and, like, I think it was Super Mario Bros. 3.
You missed out on Super Tekken Bowl.
Yeah, I also didn't even. That thing was. So I remember setting it up was a pain in the ass. It had like.
No, it wasn't. It's the best.
It was like 15 cables and.
No, so it wasn't.
I had that. And then the first real console I had was a PS1. So 8-bit was pretty much done by
that. Was the first console that you had that you were playing?
Well, I played the Super Nintendo thing, but the first one that, like, was my first console was like that we bought was the PlayStation 1.
Okay, so you don't remember it. So Devin and I are old, so we definitely remember. This brought me back to going to the arcade and playing X-Men the arcade game or
so
Children
good.
Of the Atom. Children of Atom was more of a fighting game, but it was still that style game. Like this was like, last thing, Mike, reminiscing. Did they have arcades when you were young?
I've never been to a real arcade. I always saw them on TV shows, and I was like, this looks like so much fun. But I never got to go. I've never been to an arcade. Arcades were only like small little sections in like movie theaters.
Wow.
Yes, they had arcades, and you would go to the arcade, and you would get all your coins. Well, you get some dollars, and they had a coin machine, and you go to the coin machine, you put your dollars in there, and they give you tokens, so it's not real money, so you can't take that shit nowhere else sometimes. But then some arcades would actually take the quarters, and you go put the quarters in there. Then as we got older, it stopped being quarters, and it started being 50 cent, because they was taxing people, because people weren't showing up to the arcade anymore. But Jubilee knew all about the arcade games and the Sega games, and she took her ass into her room. But before then...
How did you like the planting of like all the old retro stuff, like, you know, the old X-Men video game on a Sega? Because that's what it was. That was a Sega.
The front of it.
Yeah. Like me and my brother used to try to beat that. That shit was so hard, bro. Like, Magneto was so fucking strong in that game, you know? Like, like X-Men, the actual game, is fucking hard on Sega. That shit was super hard. And like, since you know how to, you got all these mod things, like, Brandon, whenever I'm with you, we got to try to beat that shit.
Because I got the arcade shit. I forgot. That's probably up there. I need to check.
And then this like all the little nuances of bringing old with the new, because we want to make sure everybody understands that this is the best telling of X-Men, and we're going to continue to tell you an amazing story in this animation. So I love that.
The animation looked great this episode, by the way.
Super good.
It looked real good. But yeah, the show started off. They had a previously by X-Men, and they've been doing this the whole season. We've been talking about it in our reviews. But like each episode, one of the main characters does the previously on X-Men. But when we were growing up, it was Cyclops. Every episode, it was just straight Cyclops. But this week, it was Jubilee. But the episode started with Magneto and Rogue, and Rogue got some coffee. And Gambit's like, hey, girl, you know, we ain't chit-chatted in a while. We ain't talked in a minute. I ain't forgot about you. Let me get you this coffee. And she was like, I mean, that's nice of you, but the boss, the final boss, already took care of that for me. And Magneto showed up like, oh, yeah, and you got to do it right. Make sure you hit that three sugars. And he uses magnetism power to pick them spoons up and dump three sugars
in there.
And Gambit looks so salty. And
that man Magneto would have made me make the haters ball, because I swear to God, I'm hating that man every day of the week, twice on Sunday, maybe four times on Sunday, because it was just so smooth. He's just like, and Gamer couldn't do nothing there, but just had a gas face. Like, huh? Okay.
And so then
Rogue ate that shit up too.
Well, here's the thing. And then Gambit was trying to play it off. So then Gambit was like, you get me a cappuccino since you out here like delivering,
taking orders,
taking orders.
He taking orders. He said, no, I give orders. Magneto, hey man, boss, I'm trying to fight. I'm just trying to fight. Like, I'm gonna lose, but I'm trying to fight.
Wow, that's funny. I don't actually think Magneto's fucking Rogue. I don't think he's fucking Rogue.
What do you think?
What do you think, Mike?
I thought he was. I didn't. It was in a previous episode. It was heavily. They definitely did it at least once.
If they were fucking and they only did it once, that would be disappointing on one of those two ends.
Yeah. But no,
I actually think that Magneto is helping Rogue. Is what I think.
Helping her what? Being able to touch people? What is he going to help her with?
Yes.
Okay.
Being able to touch people. I think he's like trying to shock her or something. I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I think he's trying to use his magnetism power. Because you know how magnets can fuck up a lot of shit in real life?
Yeah.
Like, I think they're going to try to use like comic book logic to be like, yeah, he's doing some magnetism shit to help her with her problems. Also, we got people in the chat, in Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube. Talk in the chat if you want to say something. We'll bring it up and talk about it on the show. It's our first time doing it live, so we appreciate anybody in the chat. But no, it's Jubilee's birthday. So they all talking about what we're going to do for Jubilee. She's 18 years old. Jubilee, a grown woman now. And Jubilee come in talking about, I want to go to an arcade.
Hey, who has?
And that's why I asked Mike if he ever been to an arcade, because he ain't never came in and told his mama, Ma, I want to go to an arcade. You ain't never had that conversation.
I don't think she would have taken me anyway.
She would have took it. Mike, as spoiled as you are, your ass would have been in the fucking arcade.
Look,
it gets a lot worse than me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But $20 with the arcade was a good time.
$20.
I don't even know where, I don't even think there were any standalone arcades.
So, Mike, you haven't been to one of the like millennial like art retro arcades that they do now?
I have in a bar.
Like here they got they got barcades. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to those, yeah.
Okay, you've been to those.
I imagine that's what it was like, but now I can like.
Well, you couldn't drink, but yes, it was like that, except it'd be packed on after school and on weekends.
On Saturday.
They're definitely packed. So I don't know. The barcades are always packed.
They got one here in Texas called Cidercade, where they sell hard cider. All different types of hard cider and all these.
I went to the one in San Diego, Brand. I went to that shit.
So like those things come in. It's funny how like the people who didn't grow up with that was like, oh, this looked cool back in the day. Let's do this. I was like, yeah, it was cool. It was very cool. So maybe Jubilee Texas, came in, and clearly Magneto. Can you imagine Magneto in the arcade? Like, could y'all imagine that?
Fucking everything.
As serious as his ass is in a fucking arcade. Like, what are we doing? No, hey, Magneto's not going to an arcade.
He could get whack-a-mole, boy. He could get all the tickets for whack-a-mole. Be like, hey, Magneto, I want that big ass hippo on the wall. Can you get it for me? Boom, whack-a-mole. He got it all.
Somebody should do a show on mutants using their powers for regular ass shit, just to like be better than other people, just in everyday life, right? Just like everyday life. Like, can you imagine Charles Xavier before? Like when his
on Jeopardy,
on Jeopardy, but even before that, like in school, just getting all the answers and shit, and everybody being mad at him, wanting to beat his ass because he just could read everybody's mind and know shit. And also, if Charles Xavier could talk, like if he could cut a promo, Charles Xavier could talk some real shit in the school.
Be the best manager?
No, in the schoolyards. Because he just read somebody's mind and see all the fucked up shit that's happening to them and just start talking shit about them, talk shit about their mama.
How do you feel about your daddy? Beat the shit out of your mama today. Like,
if he was real fucked up and like somebody was poor and like they ain't had no food the night before or some shit, like he could read their mind and see them all sad in their house because they can't even eat ramen noodles the night before talking shit.
Oh, Timmy, would you like some of my porridge? Like, oh shit.
That'd be a good ass show, but that'd be real fucked up. Like, I would love to see that.
Then they
cut back to Jubilee's room, and her room looked like it's such a teenager's room. And she's going back and forth like, oh, Magneto, he ain't trying to show up at the arcade, but the master of magnetism with all this fake shit.
Hey, yo, first, let's take a pause for Jubilee's work husband, Roberto, because when you get mad at work, you get mad at home, who you go to? Your work husband. Your work, like, Roberto was like, yeah, no,
that's more than her work husband at this point, at the end of this shit.
At the end, but I'm just saying, like, boom. He was like, go off, sis. I hear you. That shit was good, boy. Roberto.
But then he was like, let's play these video games. And
Roberto was like, nah, I don't really play video games because I'm motherfucking rich.
I mean, he's kind of like this in the comic books, but like, they're making you hate this dude. Like, they're making you like, I don't really like him. Like, I'm like, you hate yourself, don't you?
Yeah, he does.
But yeah, so so Jubilee shows up and was like, this ain't my game. Like, what the fuck is this? This is not my game. And it's Motendo, which we talked about. And she's like, well, fuck it. It's here. They must have brought me some gifts. So we're going to play the Motendo. And they sit down to grab the Motendo. They turn that shit on. And the Motendo grabs them. It puts them in the fucking video game. Do you remember the game? Do you remember the TV show, Devin? I'm doing a lot of reminiscing today, but, you know, this show is about reminiscing. Do you remember the TV show on Nickelodeon? What was it called? Nick Arcade? Where at the end, like, they would play the arcade games?
I remember that, but I can't remember, like, any. I know the name, but I don't remember.
But at the end, like, the final part of Nick Arcade is you got to be inside of a video game, essentially. Yep. And you would go, like, behind this green screen, and they'd be, like, Frogger games, or stupid shit where you got to jump on shit and try to climb through shit like a video game. So this was very 90s. This was such a 90s thing to get pulled into a video game. And they get their ass pulled into the video game. Oh, I forgot. Jubilee said that Jean and Scott, they ain't here. They went off somewhere, and they at the UN because Genosha.
Hey.
is about to be accepted into the UN. And I just had to say, last week on Twitter, I made a joke, some jokes about Scott Summers being a deadbeat because, you know, he just let Madeline Pryor leave his house. He didn't even walk him out to the gate or nothing. Just your baby mama. You lost your son, right? Your son got took to the future. So, like, your son got took to the future. Then your baby mama is, like, leaving. And you can't even walk her to the gate. You can't even say goodbye, give her a hug. And then on top of that, you go back to the room with a stranger. And you're sitting on a stranger's bed waiting for her. And somebody tried to say, she's not a stranger. That's his love of his life. I said, Madeline clearly gave birth to Nathan. So he's been fucking Madeline for at least 9 months. He's been married in 9 months. So that's a stranger. And then all of a sudden, there's Cyclops stands. I did not know there were Cyclops stands. There's people.
No, they're out there. They're definitely out there.
People were adding me with like Cyclops 2377 at 2377 Cyclops coming at me talking about, you don't get this. He's going through some things. He's trying to figure some stuff out. Cut him a break. And I was like, are you cutting Madeline a break? She got brainwashed by a crazy man from the 19th century.
She's not even real, bro. What are you talking about? She's a clone. Like,
she got new powers. Her baby got taken from her. And after all that, her baby daddy is leaving her for her twin. He's a deadbeat.
Hey, first of all, the Easter eggs they put in this show, chef kiss for all the Easter eggs. Like, the divorce court shit, boy.
They get pulled in the video game, but before they realize it, they out in the street fighting and shit. And Jubilee has to beat the fucking Sentinel. And she goes, Sunspot. Oh, no, she don't call him Sunspot yet. She goes,
Roberto.
Roberto, what the fuck's wrong with you? You could use your powers and help. But what if my parents see me? What if my parents? And that's his whole thing. Like, because his parents is rich as fuck, and he don't want to embarrass them. Like, that's the whole thing in the book and shit. But it's just funny on the TV show because he looked like such a self-hating ass person. Like, Jason Whitlock, would you use your fucking powers, my nigga? Just use your powers. God, please. It's okay if they know that you're a mutant. Mike, you don't know who Jason Whitlock is, do you?
No.
You don't. It's okay. Be better. You're better for it.
You're better.
No, he's not Jason Whitlock. That's too strong. He's not Jason Whitlock. That's
Oh, man.
So yeah, they keep going. Then they get transported to the Savage Land. And they fight some people in the Savage Land. And then that's when they realize they're in the video game. And Mojo's back. Mojo's from the comic books. He was in the first animated series. Jubilee cracking.
And a video game. Mojo,
talking about, yeah, like you lost some weight. Here's the thing with Mojo, right? He feeds off of ratings. This is so fucking funny. This is so meta, right? So he feeds off of ratings. So, like, the more people watching his fucking show, the fatter he gets. That's why. And so his ratings was low. And that's why he tried to get these people in this video game so he can get his ratings up. And Mike, you would like this. So apparently I was reading that Interdimensional Cable on Rick and Morty was inspired by this.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't know that.
Can you see that? Can you see how that could happen?
Yeah.
He's basically like making television shows and video games for all these people to watch throughout different dimensions and to cheer
on
and get ratings from. So Mojo's back, and Mojo's like, look, I'm going to put you to this game. This game's based on your memories. Each level is based on Jubilee's memories. And that's when they cut to the 16-bit graphics, and it took me straight back to, like, 1994, 1995, playing these fucking games, man. Massive buttons on the arcade, all that shit. Like, that's probably, I think that might be a reason why you didn't like this one as much, Mike, because you can't relate to that, right?
Not at all.
You can't really.
I mean, I've played 8-bit games before.
Look,
I don't have any like big strong memories of doing it.
So Jubilee wasn't Jubilee. Was Jubilee in it or Dazzle? Is Jubilee Dazzle? Who the fuck is Dazzle? And why is Dazzle in that game and Jubilee not in that game?
Dazzler.
Who the fuck? Like, is she?
Well, Dazzler. Dazzler was on the first animated series. But she ain't really had shit to do with Mojo. The funniest thing is that Dazzler in the first show was when it was after the Dark Phoenix saga when they thought Jean was gone. And Cyclops, after the Phoenix saga, before she came back as the Dark Phoenix. And Cyclops was dating Dazzler in like a nightclub and shit. And Jean came back and saw them kissing and shit. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was in the first animated series. So Dazzler's been in the show, but Mojo did give a little, you know, this used to be Dazzler shit.
That's what I was like.
But no, I didn't see. Did you see? But at right around this point, Mojo was like changing the fucking channels. Did you see this
divorce? Yes.
Did you see this
divorce court shit? Yes. Show the people. That shit was everything.
Well, not just everything. The divorce court. It was more. It was a better one than the divorce court. It was this right here. Again, this is probably another reference. Mike, you don't know Different World. It's okay. Two Americas. And she was only on there for like one season, by the way.
Hilarious.
And then all the real characters took over. And it's a classic show. It's an all-time great show, Mike. I don't know if it's quite... You know, I love you, Mike, but I don't know if that's in your demographic. A Different what? World. I don't know if it's in...
I watched... I've seen The Cosby Show. I've seen Lil Bill.
I love you so much, Michael.
Which is not the same, I'm aware. But that's what was on.
All right, that's enough. We had too many Cosby references on here. We might get banged.
Bill Cosby. I'm just letting you know what I've seen.
I know what
you Lil Bill good though. Yeah, Lil Bill was good.
And so then Jubilees start going through, and she's fucking these levels up, bro. She is fucking these levels up.
And having a time of her life.
Well, yeah. Sunspot is doing nothing.
Zero.
had like 0 points.
Yeah, he ain't do shit.
She was carrying the team. She was definitely carrying the team.
And so they, you know, she's fucking these levels up. She's going through the whole shit. It really,
but they're getting help from
video game. It really,
yeah. But they're getting help from that old girl. What's that young lady's name with all the arms? What's her name?
Spiral.
Spiral.
Yes, they're getting help from.
She's helping out.
And then they see like this figure who's got like this chrome, very 90s costume on. Who's like trying to help them in a video game, but she's kind of getting blocked out here and there, but she's still like helping them out. And they basically get to the final boss, which is on Asteroid M, which is straight out of the actual video game where Magneto was the final boss. And you did fight him on this Asteroid M base. And Asteroid M, Mike, so in case you knew, basically Magneto colonized an asteroid and it was supposed to be like a safe haven for mutants. So like he tried this a bunch of times, Genosha, they really tried to separate but equal shit, like let us have our own shit, and the people would not let them have their own shit. You go and fight Magneto on Asteroid M, and this time she beats his ass, and then they get to like fighting Mojo. Mojo puts himself in a video game. He's big as fuck at this point because the ratings is through the roof, and that's when Abscess shows up, who's an older version of Jubilee. And the funny thing about this is the actress who was voicing the older version of Jubilee is the original actress who played Jubilee back in the day, but she declined to come back. And this is some real ally shit right here. You're gonna love this, Devin, because she was a white woman and she thought that an Asian woman should play an Asian character.
So round of applause.
The Asian voice actress for Jubilee is now, well, the voice actress for Jubilee is now an Asian woman, and the old actress is now playing this older version of Jubilee in this thing. And anyway, what you find out is that Jubilees are much more powerful than you think. And they had a lot they have a lot of storylines of this in the comic books where she realizes like she can really fuck some shit up. It's not just sparkles and fireworks. Like she can really fuck shit up. Like she can trigger like things on an atom, like on the level of an atom, and like blow atoms up in your body. Like she can do some real powerful shit that can fuck people up. And so this Jubilee was doing like spinning shits with the fucking pyrotechnics.
She was floating, levitating with whatever she does with her feet. She turned things into saws and cut the Mojo's leg off. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, it was a lot, man. It's a lot of good stuff.
They basically fucked Mojo up. And then they get out of the video game. Sunspot almost died. They even had the blinking person. That shit was so funny. Because back in the day, like in fighting games and shit, when you about to die,
when your health was like this,
you start blinking. So he was blinking, like, and they gave him a new life, a level up life, which is like an X-Men symbol, which is exactly what it used to be, like a one up. And I thought that was kind of meta to show, like, yeah, he's going to join the X-Men at some point this season. And so he gets his one up. She gets him back to life. They come back to the room, and Jubilee was like, I thought you was going to go. Like, I thought you was gone. I don't know if I can't lose you. I can't let you go. And so she kisses him, and
that's the end of
Motendo. Mike, so you didn't enjoy that episode at all? You ain't like it?
It was fine.
It was just fine.
I've seen so far, it was just fine.
It was great. It's very sad.
I understand the nostalgia, and now that you've explained it, like, I can see why you enjoyed it a lot more than I did. But for me, it was just fine. I mean, my other issue, again, is the next story is a lot more important, and I feel like that could have benefited from more details.
Part one. Just part one.
I know there's another part, but I still feel like part one could have benefited from some additional details.
All right. We'll anybody get in the chat, let us know what you thought about Motendo before we get into Life Death, part one. But, yeah, Motendo was, I mean, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was a good time. So then we got Life Death part one. So we picked back up with Storm. Apparently, we don't know how much time has passed, but I'm going to assume it's been a good amount of time that's passed. Because
I thought she was with him for like months.
I'm going to have to assume that, because that black woman, I mean, that black woman not leaving and going to live with that man after a couple of days. Like Storm, like she not going to do that. So it's been some time.
I mean,
she had a hotel, you know, Forge came over to the hotel room a couple of times, talked it out. They went to the bar. You know, Forge live in Dallas, by the way, in the comic books. So, and they were in Texas in the show. So I'm assuming they're in Dallas. So, you know,
Outside of Dallas now. They outside of Dallas. He said, I walked into that bar in Dallas because I knew you needed something.
He got a crib somewhere in North Dallas. He got with some land somewhere. You know, we can ride his horse and shit. But, you know,
that is not North Dallas, Ryan.
That's North Dallas.
Bro,
that's Fort Worth.
Huh?
Bro,
is it North Dallas, just Fort Worth?
Yeah, maybe he out in Fort Worth somewhere. You know, maybe out there,
bro.
Out west.
I saw a canyon.
No, he was out there. I thought he was in Arizona or New Mexico.
Yeah, they left. They left Dallas.
No, they didn't leave Dallas. They still in Dallas.
Hey, bro.
They in Texas. They still in Texas. It had to be a few months because
Brandon's trying to justify Texas.
Yeah, no, because he's not winning right now.
Storm staying at the crib. She do got her own room though, so they ain't. What the old black people call it, Devin?
They ain't shacking up. They ain't shacking up.
I was like, tip of my mind. They ain't shacking up. Do y'all have a term for that, Mike? When two people are living together but they ain't married,
playing house,
hooking up, maybe?
No. Playing house. We'll go with y'all playing house.
I mean, I've never heard that, but we can go. That sounds good.
What?
I'm sure the Lebanese side of you got a term. The Arab got. They got a term
for that. No, they just. Well, she's a whore, harlot.
That would be what Devin's saying was haram. That's we're not Muslims, so we don't say that.
But
they would just you'd be scolded and maybe beat a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Or a spatula, depends.
So yeah, they together, man. And, you know, we got a nice couple
romantic dinner that I feel like she maybe it's the anniversary of maybe the first month they've been together, because he made a nice little meal for her. Maybe it's a birthday or something. I mean, special
she
did come occasion
out there in the overalls, so she wasn't trying to get that dressed up for that man. But you know, for you know, got a nice indigenous man, nice good looking indigenous man with a metal leg, and we got a guy
in a metal hand
hair, a black woman, beautiful black woman with white mohawk. Like, can you imagine when they go out in public in Dallas in 1990?
Again, they left. They left.
That makes it worse. They in El Paso somewhere walking around.
Ain't nobody missed. Hey, look, you tell me the other person you saw when they got to that little house. Nobody.
He took her back to the Native American land where all his friends are, and he feels good there, and he's got his horses somewhere in New Mexico.
I ain't seen no friends, Michael.
He's not trying to have anyone Krampus style, but they're around. They're in the couple miles away in their own little houses.
Did you see how big his fucking house is? Ain't no little nothing.
Yes.
Ain't no, in the comic books, he got a whole ass penthouse in downtown Dallas that like overlooks the city. Like,
you letting your comic book propaganda bring you from the show trying to tell you they out in the wilderness.
This episode was a lot of, they took some panels straight out of Life Death Part 1 from the comic books, like the first Life Death issue. Like, they were telling that story greatly. But Forge basically, Storm is like, thank you for all the stuff you've been doing for me, however long I've been here. And Forge is like, any friend of Xavier is a friend of mine. And this is how we know Xavier in the TV show is not Xavier in the damn comic book. Because Xavier in the comic book is an asshole. And Xavier in the TV show is very virtuous. And everybody likes him. He's good friends with everyone. He's not creeping on Jean. He's not trying to fuck a 16-year-old. He's not turning on his friends. You know, he's not taking the side of the humans over the mutants. Like, he's not doing all this fuck shit. A little bit of that one in the show, but not really. He's very noble in the show. So the nobility is there. So yeah, that's, you know, Xavier.
Cuz, man, like, you can't be doing Charles like this, man. You're not going to do Xavier like this. Like, what you mean? The slander. I mean, again, for all the comic book people, y'all got it. We don't want to live in that world right now. We're just trying to live where Charles... We're mourning the loss of a good man, and you throwing out him trying to fuck on a 16-year-old because it was there. There's another questionable decision he did in the comic books. But yeah, go ahead.
What you want me to lie?
No. Truth is the truth. God damn it. God damn, Rudolph.
I mean, it's right here. This is from the 60s. But upon reaching the chamber, the X-Men suddenly stop in their tracks, respectfully, as they see. Don't worry, sir. Remember how well you've trained us. Be careful, my dear. I cannot tell what powers this mutant may possess. He may be a danger to you. This is a thought bubble. They don't do those no more in the comic books. But this is what's going on in Xavier's head while this shit is going on. Don't worry, as though I could help worrying about the one I love, but I can never tell her. I have no right. Not while I'm the leader of the X-Men and confined to this wheelchair. That's the reason? Because you're in a wheelchair? Because
his dick don't work. Because his dick don't work. His dick don't work, so he like, you good.
That's the reason you can't tell this 17-year-old you don't love her? She might not be 17 no more at this point, but when you met her, she was a fucking kid. She was a fucking kid. You went to her parents' house to take her to this fucking school. We saw that shit in episode 2. Xavier pulled up at her fucking parents' house to take her to this school. So, yes. But it's the wheelchair. That's why he can't love her. That's the same. It's the wheelchair.
All right, I've done some research. All right, so Forge is a Cheyenne Native American based, and he frequently goes back there. He's a medicine man from there. I think the cabin was in the Cheyenne territory for the Native Americans, which... I don't know what state this is supposed to be, but it doesn't look like Texas. I think it's Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas. That's where they were. I figured it out. I solved the problem. It wasn't Dallas.
Kansas ain't that far from Dallas.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Especially they've been together for months, you know? I don't believe it. She needs to be out in nature. She's a weather mutant. She needs to be out in nature to get her power.
She's a weather mutant.
She can't walk outside Dallas and be like, winds bend to my will, because people are going to think she's crazy.
I mean, she's good. I'm with Mike.
He took her to the Cheyenne province, where he's a medicine man. And
I don't like that term. That sounds racist.
That's what it said in the Marvel database.
I mean, Marvel can be racist. Marvel can be racist.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, well, he was a Cheyenne-trained medicine person. I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. You can say medicine man. Say with chest, you know? He's a healer.
Well, I think it'd be cool to be a medicine man.
He's a mystic.
He explains his powers in this episode. Essentially, what his powers is he's Tony Stark. That's his powers.
He's Tony Stark conceptually, and he can make it happen. Yes.
He's a combination of Tony and Reed and Moon Girl and Valeria Richards. He's all the smartest people in the world. His mutant gene is basically, I can think of anything and I can engineer that shit. Anything I can think of, I can figure out a way to engineer that shit, which is actually a pretty fucking cool power. Like, Mike, wouldn't that be a really cool power to have? Like,
yes,
because he's not really a mutant.
I guess like, some of these mutants, how do people even know they're mutants? Like,
they don't, but they not. A lot of the mutants ain't self-hating, so they're not trying to hide that shit.
That's true.
Hey, Roberto is going through some things. He is a young boy that's trying to make it in the world.
I think he's annoying. I'd be using my power. If I got superpowers, I'd be using them all the time.
Solar energy? Fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, that's a lot of energy to control. That's a lot to control.
I'd be flying around.
Well, Forge explains that shit, and then he explains why his leg metal. And so this is what made me confused, because I was like,
Storm, X-Force,
you've been here for 2 months, and you just now asking him about his metal leg? Like,
no, I'm telling you, man.
No, that's a personal question. You can't ask right away. You got to wait.
You can't ask a personal question right away. Why can't you?
That's a very invasive question to ask somebody with a traumatic injury on their body right away, I think.
What's right away?
I'm not. If I meet somebody for the first time, I'm not gonna be like, "Hello, nice to meet you. Excuse me, what happened to your leg and why is it gone?"
Hey, is that big ass mole your best cancerous?
If you living in that person's house, you're not finna ask that question.
That's not my business. Eventually, I'll ask when the time is right, when we're sharing a drink together, getting to know each other a little bit. I'm not just gonna be like, "Yo,
okay,
what's up with the leg?" Okay. Appreciate what's the help, okay, but I need to know before we proceed what's with the leg and the hand.
I wouldn't ask that on my first time talking. I probably would ask you on my first date. That's a good conversation.
Yeah,
they were not a date. This didn't start as a date.
They had dinner. They had wine.
Brandon's trying to push this before. I'm sure it's going to happen, but it hasn't happened yet.
They clearly are feeling each other.
But it didn't start. She started in a desperate place.
Time out. Time out. I feel like they humped already. I feel like I'm already humped.
Oh, okay.
Because
now you take it.
Because no. This is why I tell you. Because when that man got the test slapped out of his mouth, that man was on some bullshit. That man said, "I wait no time to tell you, I love you."
See, this is why I keep complaining that these are too fast, because we don't know if it's been months. From what it looks like, if you don't really think about it, is it's been like a week.
I can think of, that's why I said a month. Give or take a month, because you got to travel.
A month is a lot of time to fall in love with somebody.
No, but I mean, if you get the little honeypot, you know what I mean?
I guess they're spending every day together, I assume. You know?
You slide in the home consistently, Mike. I'm just saying, you're feeling on top of the world.
We are a sex positive show. However, Storm don't strike me as a person that's fucking forward in the first couple of days. I feel
you're
like
a goddess. How you know she a goddess? Brandon, it's all in front of your face. If you don't want to say it, you don't gotta say it.
I feel like
she's an empowered woman.
I feel like Storm was playing this when he went before. I mean, this is what Storm was playing. Want to get down, but not on the first night. Like, she was rocking, like, Monica was blasting in that cabin. You don't think Monica was blasting? Monica was blasting.
Absolutely. I mean, but again, it's not the first. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This man made this meal, his mother's bison chili. He took a little bit of spice out of it. You know what I mean? Like, he got wine. I mean, you're not going to tell me he ain't slid home, yo. He slid home at least once. Because you're not, first of all, that man ain't going to fix his mouth to say he love you if he ain't slid home. Says she's a goddess. You miss like, says she a goddess. How you know? He worship at that. He is worshiping at that temple named Aurora.
That's the same.
You missing things.
anyway, he also talked about how he broke, how his leg got missing. He was in Nam. George was in Nam. Something happened. Fucked up his leg. He got it replaced.
So my thing is with this, right? We don't talk about him time traveling. We're not gonna talk about him time traveling this time.
Well, he's not time traveling. He just exists in that future. I don't know how he got there. I don't know how he got there. But he was there with Bishop. And well, the Bishop future not that far. I think that was like 2032. So it's only like 30 years from there.
Not
even 95 to 2032. Hopefully we gonna be alive in fucking 6 years.
No.
Yes. Yo, daddy gonna be alive in 6 years.
He better. I hope
so.
He
was older
than
fucking Forge in 1996 or whatever the fuck.
You're right.
What are we talking about? So yes, I hope. So he was alive. The other mutants died. So you know, Forge probably went underground, did some fuck some shit to not get caught. But he just survived to 2032. That's not Cable, who like way in the future. Cable way in the future. Forge is like 30 years from now. Well, 30 years from this time period in the future. But yeah, so then Forge did some real fuck shit, man. He was taking some pictures with some real fucked up people on that board. You saw a picture of X-Factor, which we're gonna see come back.
Right.
With Multiple Man and Scott's brother Havoc, who's gonna be rubbing Madeline's feet next time we see him. they was all in the picture. So you know, Forge gets down with the X-Factor. But we saw that in the original series when that's the thing. Nobody else knew about them. But Charles knew about X-Factor, and he saw them together. Or whatever. And Charles should have put a copyright infringement on them. He's like, yo, you stealing my shit. You got my X symbol. You call yourself X-Factor and shit.
Right. I didn't even know what the fuck is really going on. Like, that's
a franchise for the X-Men name, right?
Yeah,
in-universe, Charles franchised that shit, and he get royalties anytime a superhero group come out using the name X. Something Excalibur, X Factor, X Force. He got all that shit trademarked. How else Charles so fucking rich? He got to be doing something.
Look, he went on Jeopardy. What you talking about?
I hate billionaires. So Charles would not be liked in our world.
He
wouldn't be no MLK in 2024. Twitter would be like, how did Charles get that money though? Who did he exploit?
I don't hate Jeff Bezos.
Why Charles got 107 rooms in this house and he not give them to the unhoused? That would be on Twitter. That's what would be on Twitter. I'm not lying.
The unhoused mutants. I mean, I feel like they could come. I mean, say like
Charles let the Morlocks live in the fucking sewers. living in the sewers. Charles let them live down there. And I don't want nobody to tell me, they want to live down there. They don't want to come live with Charles. No, they want to live. Who don't want to come live with Charles? You got food, water, toilet, like on Meet the Parents.
I'm just saying, Joel turned people away from the church when the hurricane came. So, I mean, Joel's a good man. I hope. I don't know. But Joel seems to be a good man. It's too many people coming. I don't want all that.
Mike, are you becoming a fan of Forge, or you still don't rock with Forge?
He's fine. I don't know anything about him other than what we've learned in the episode. But I mean, I like the second half, the Storm story, like significantly more than the Jubilee story.
Forge, it's a romantic to kind of help Storm get her powers back.
Oh no! Tell me. Before you say that, the reason. Okay, so you going back and forth. So Forge has worked with the federal government.
That was after this.
But I'm just saying, you had did that before you went back and forth. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, like, Forge was working with the federal government because he was angry about when he came back from the war. So he gave the government a rough sketch of the mutant collars to nullify mutants' powers so they can be captured. And then he's trying to heal Storm, and he puts Storm in the machine that is supposed to give her powers back. And then after that, he has the inclination to confess his love and to confess about who he used to work for. And it went sideways.
And then a giant bird thing breaks in.
We'll get to that. I'll explain that to you, Mike. But So in the comic books, it's worse. It's even more fucked up. Storm gets mad, slaps the shit out of Ford, basically called him a Jason Whitlock. And Ford is like, no, I love my people. Like, I wasn't doing that shit. But in the comic books, what happened is Storm lost her powers because she was shot by a gun that Forge made. So, Forge ain't tell her that shit until later. Like, yeah, he basically had the conversation he had in this show, but it was about a gun that he made for the government to shoot mutants to take away their powers.
That's way worse. I'm glad we didn't do that. That's way worse.
This time, Forge was like, yeah, I got a contract, right? They had me make this shit. They didn't tell me what it was. They just told me the specs and shit, so I made this shit. I took that contract. How do you think I got all this land? Like, I can have this land and build this shit for you if I don't get some money. So I had to take the man's money. They made them fucking collars. But look, I'm also making shit to stop them from using the collars. Like, that's what he told him off camera. Like, I got that shit. But yeah, she get in the fucking machine. That shit don't work. She go out and do her, I am the mistress of the winds. And the wind not moving. Then you see the tree start shaking a little bit. She get a little smile on her face and the birds fly out. And you just see all the energy just come out. Like, all the energy.
She ugly cried too. She ugly cried.
It was just gone at that point. And I felt so bad for Storm. But this is such a good storyteller, because when she come back, she's going to be so powerful. Scott ain't going to be the leader no more. She's going to be running that fucking X-Men team. It's going to be glorious. I already know what's coming. I know what's coming. But then that's when, what Mike said, this big
maybe ass- don't spoil the bird, because maybe I should just wait and see.
Spoil. I'm not going to spoil the bird. So then the bird comes in, and this big ass bird is basically like in their mind and shit. So the bird is, so if you notice that Ford called the bird like a demon or something. If you when she was in there, like, get out of here, demon, or something like that. I think it's what
get out of my house, well, my property, something like that, whatever.
Yeah, basically. So anyway, that demon is actually from Forge's past, not Storm's past. Although the voice actor for the
Sinister
is actually Storm, the woman playing Storm.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But anyway, the character's name is Adversary. And essentially when Forge was in Vietnam, he was about to die, and his whole troop was about to die. He basically did like a indigenous person prayer or something like that, to like, you know, like bring the spirit to come help me so I don't die right here. And Adversary showed up. But Adversary then became a malevolent figure, and he basically wanted to like take over all reality and shit. So he's there to fuck with him. But I don't know exactly where this is going in the show with Adversary, but that's who that bird is from the book. So yeah, Adversary shows up, and he basically like, gotcha, bitch. Y'all ain't going nowhere. And then we leave with a cliffhanger, which I love to see. I miss the cliffhangers. X-Men was famous for them cliffhangers back in the day. But I don't know. I assume y'all were confused with the ending.
Very.
I didn't know who that person was. So.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, they're going
to. Also, I love Forge because I had a Forge action figure, and his arm was clear and his leg was clear. It was amazing. Good times. He had a little gun, everything.
X-Men action figures were so fire.
Man.
What action figures did you have, Mike?
I had Transformers.
Okay.
I had
the good ones.
I don't know, maybe. I had a lot of Legos.
Did you have Batman?
Yeah, Spider-Man. I had a few Spider-Man. I remember distinctly.
Devin used to have the Batmobile from Batman.
I did.
For the movie,
I did.
I had a lot of toys. I just don't really remember anymore. What?
Mike, are you still excited about these episodes? You didn't have a lot of energy today.
I feel like I had good energy. I've been trying better and better every week.
Need that energy up.
I thought it was very. I thought I came to the table with interesting and
you did
unique perspectives.
You did have unique perspectives, sir. You did that.
So next episode,
my hot take that this wasn't as good of an episode.
It's fine. I'm not going to knock you. I do want to know why Bo DiMaggio got fired though, because he is writing the shit out of the show. And
hold on, what? How did he get fired? When did he get fired?
I heard it was because
is the showrunner and writer for these episodes. He got fired like right before this came out, but nobody knows why he got fired. So people are speculating on the internet, but I don't really want to do that to that man. I don't think that's fair. But they're saying it's because some people are saying it's because he had an OnlyFans. And Disney ain't gonna have an OnlyFans. But apparently, from what I read, his OnlyFans isn't explicit. It's just like pictures with his shirt off and shit. It's not like he's fucking people on the OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And so I don't know if that's the reason why. So I don't know. But he's writing the shit out of this show. So it must have been something. To me, it had to be something. But next episode is called Remember It. The synopsis is, as Genosha prepares to join the UN, select members of the team head to the island nation to be honorees. Back at the mansion, a behind-the-scenes press event risks airing the X-Men's dirty laundry. Woo! Dirty laundry. What they hiding? Dirty. What they hiding in that mansion? Is what I want
to know. I mean, they got Magneto.
Mike, what are you
but they know that
next week.
Oh, what? I mean, wait. So, are they not? I'm guessing is it going to be another 15 minute?
No,
where they do
no one episode. I just read. You
oh, is after. The yeah? So the Storm Part Two is not. It's going to be after.
It's the following week. Mike.
The following week. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's. I mean, that's what I was looking forward to. But I mean, it's this. It's cool too. I mean. I'm sure they're gonna find out about Gene, I guess, unless it's something we haven't heard before. I don't know. That could be
What the fuck is gonna find out about Gene?
They said Gene and Cyclops at Scott. The UN. So yeah. We're gonna see them next week. But you know,
so what's the dirty laundry? Is it Rogue and Magneto? Or is it
is it Gene got a clone? Is it Xavier's not dead?
Maybe we don't know. Oh, maybe is he not dead? I bet he's not dead.
Well, I don't know the answer.
I guess Brandon would know.
No,
I don't know the answer.
I don't know what they're doing in the show. The last episode of the animated series, he went to fucking space. But
that's
all the people was there. They knew he went to space. They weren't acting like that niggas in space. They was acting like he dead in the first episode of the season. So I'm assuming
Someone shot him with a gun.
Oh, yeah, right, that was in the first episode. Yeah, I got a disease. It was a little.
Cinderella. I still see his ass in the intro. And guess who wasn't in the intro today? Storm and Bishop, they weren't in the fucking intro today. You know why? Because they're not in the X-Men. But Xavier's ass was still in that fucking intro, pressing the fucking finger on his head.
That's a good catch.
That's a good catch, though. I didn't hear because I wasn't watching it. I was like walking around the house. But damn.
So I kind of want to know what's going on with that.
I'm sure he'll show up in the finale. Are they doing a season two? I bet he'll show up in the finale.
Yeah, that's why you got approved for a season
two. Yeah, he'll show up in the finale. I guarantee it.
Is that your prediction?
Based on what you just said, I think it is, yeah.
Okay. She-R! I want the She-R!
Some of the things that people are talking about, they want to see when Cable shows up. Because we saw Nathan as a baby. So, grown-ass Nathan has got to show up at some point in this time. Is Xavier alive? Where the fuck does Sinister go? Like, is he going to show up and cause some fuck shit? Like, there's a lot of loose threads that they got to keep going on here that, you know, is really exciting to see what's going to happen.
So, why the fuck isn't Magneto doing the Genosha thing? That's what I want to know. That's kind of what I want to know. And
They did Genosha in the original series. But I don't think you want them to do that.
Okay.
You don't want that.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
No, you don't want that. Before we get out of here, I sent Mike a picture today in our group chat because I knew this would actually get Mike happy of a set photo of Charlie Cox and John Bernthal in full regalia on the set of the new Daredevil series with the Punisher with the whole ass fucking skull on his chest. And Mike, did that make you warm inside? Did that make you happy? Did that make you excited?
Yes. I am excited. This is one thing. Brandon knows I love the Netflix show. I thought it was the best one that they put out. And I've been waiting for Daredevil to come back since this whole thing happened. So It made my day.
So the show was gonna be Daredevil and Punisher, or
it's gonna be Daredevil, but it's gonna be 22 okay. episodes.
Which is finally they need to start doing actual length stuff.
It's gonna be 22 episodes broken into two parts. It's supposed to come out next year. It was supposed to come out this year, but they scrapped all that shit, so it's coming out next year because they didn't like how the show was going. The cast is back. John Bernthal posted a picture with Old Girl and Foggy.
Foggy, it's my guy.
So, like, the crew is coming back. I saw some type of news about Luke Cage coming back. Did y'all see that?
I didn't see it. It's, I haven't followed much of the news recently.
Really?
Like, my, I don't know like the that same actor?
Yet. He got kind of big.
The dude who played Iron Fist did an interview, and he basically teased that him and Mike Coulter are coming back as Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Okay.
And, are we sticking with that?
The Defenders.
I mean,
are they coming back?
Iron Fist season 2 was not bad. I know people like to hate it. Iron Fist season 1 was not good. Iron Fist season 2 was not bad, especially when they focused more not on Danny Rand.
Yeah,
like, not on Danny Rand. When they focused on Colleen and Misty Knight, that was good.
Good stuff.
That was good. But I really just want Jessica Jones back. That's who I want back from that crew. Like Mike.
Why? Yeah, that's crazy. But like, honestly, like. Back. Why, again, she has the best ratings of all those shows. The viewership of Jessica Jones is,
had the best by far.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right. But, like, as far as opposite Daredevil, it was Jessica Jones. So it's Daredevil than Jessica Jones. As far as, like, the longevity of Jessica, people keep rewatching Jessica Jones, though. You know, like, that's a real thing. I don't know. That's weird. But I don't need to see any Luke Cage. I don't.
I expect to see some cameos in Daredevil. I mean, Daredevil showed up at Echo, and so that was good to see. So I expect to see some cameos going forward. I'm interested.
Can we get a Kingpin show? I want to see him do so.
He was in Echo.
I know he was. I just wanted the Kingpin show. Get some Peter Parker.
Vincent D'Onofrio is dope. That's what people want. Yeah. Is so there's. I mean, we'll talk about this when we get into our regular shows in the news. But, like, apparently there's dissension behind the scenes because Sony wants Spider-Man 4 to be, like, this big, sprawling, massive, multiversal show, like, movie. And Marvel, the MCU, Kevin Feige, they want it to be your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. They want him to be street level, like, get back to the street level shit. So, essentially, like, Kingpin shows up, like, he's fucking with the Kingpin and Tombstone and the street level people.
Yeah,
which is what I want to see. I mean, they got him. He don't got that sweet ass suit no more. Remember at the end of No Way Home, he got that regular ass shiny suit from the 80s, made out of cloth and shit. Like, well, who he gonna fight in the multiverse with that suit? Get his ass beat. So I want to see him on the local level, fucking with Daredevil, like he did in the comic books, like he did in the cartoon.
Then we can get Blade. Then we can get Blade jumping out here, and then I'm good.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on with that Mahershala Ali Blade show series. That was supposed to come out.
You know who's really excited for that? Joe.
Really?
Joe is the only person who liked the Blade movies, and he was like,
No.
He's not the only one.
This is another Two Americas thing. That was a very Two Americas comment.
Wow.
We of the melanin complexion love Blade.
I thought he was a terrible person and hard to work with.
I don't care about none of that.
Hold on.
You talking about Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes.
He just don't pay his taxes.
Joe's obsessed with Mahershala Ali, and he's obsessed with Blade, and he was.
Oh, hold on, Scar's in here. My man Scar from the RTO podcast. Let me see what Scar said. Ward is the best character in that show. That's true.
I guess that's true.
What do you mean, Iron Fist 2? You want Iron Fist back? Or you don't want Iron Fist back?
No, we're not.
I don't want Iron Fist back. I'm good on Iron Fist. Why don't we race change him? Race change Iron Fist or gender change. I like, get Danny Rand the fuck off my screen. That's what I want. I don't want to see him back on my screen.
You don't like the privilege? You don't like the purpose on the screen?
Just make Colleen Iron Fist. Give me that. I'll watch that show. I'll pop that show. I'll play that shit on repeat. Give me that shit.
But yeah, Mike, again, we got to circle back to the Blade community thing. We're here for Blade. We all like want to be ninjas. And he had the little spiral thing. That shit was cool. You know, and he's black with sunglasses. So we fucking with it. He's cool. We had Daywalker.
I mean, Joe is like pumped. He wants to come on the show and review it. And I was like, well, hold on. Let's just see what happens.
Of course. I'm starting to like Joe more now.
I'm gonna send him a clip of this later, and I'm gonna be like, "Well, you're good for Blade." Whenever that happens.
What you mean? Did you even watch Blade, Mike? Now, if you're talking about
a long time ago, long. Listen, Joe has the worst taste in movies, so we all make fun. Like he's got
what? What else does he like? Don't you like Catwoman?
No, he likes Scream. But that's a cult classic, I guess. So, I mean, I can't
remember. Joe's an old soul, is what you're saying.
He's old. Joe, actually, Joe's favorite, his favorite movie is The Replacements. I think it's about football.
Oh, Keanu. Hey,
you can't go wrong. You know what? You're going to forbid Joe from coming on when I say this. Why? Because I've yelled at him about this many, many times. Joe loves Tyler Perry movies.
So?
I mean, he's the old soul. I work with Joe.
What's his favorite one? His favorite. He watches it all the time when he was living.
Go to jail. Medea, Go to Jail. Good. No,
it's not a Medea movie.
Boo.
Let me look it up. It's something about Think Like Boo? A Man. That's what it's called. He likes Think Like a Man. That's one of his.
That's
favorite.
Kevin Hart. That's Kevin Hart. That's Kevin.
Is it? Is it Kevin Hart?
Or the Mel Gibson version?
It's not. No, it's. Oh, it is Kevin Hart. Is it Tyler Perry? Is this not a Tyler Perry movie?
No.
Oh, it's not even a Tyler Perry movie. Well, shit. Now I sound horrible.
They all look the same.
Michael, but Joe, no, that's not it. Joe does. Joe loves Tyler Perry movies. It just so happens that the one I can remember that he likes is not a Tyler Perry movie.
Hilarious.
Think Like a Man. That's what it's called.
Joe, if you listen to this, we got you, Joe.
We got you. Joe. This is a safe place for you, sir. But yeah, the only Blade movie that was questionable was the Blade Trinity movie, and we're like, yeah, it seemed like a cash grab. It seemed like a cash grab wasn't the best rating.
Oh, Scar said, I said that when Luke Cage was coming back. He's saying that Iron Fist is coming back, too. Yeah. Yeah, Iron Fist stank ass is coming back.
Hey, he's trying to make his right to wrong, you know? I mean, his wrong's right. He's trying to right those wrongs.
So yeah, I mean, this is our first live stream, which was fun. We did it for like 5 years.
America.
The podcast people, y'all still gonna get this. Y'all ain't gonna see all this shit that we did. But go check out the live stream. Those of y'all who subscribe, listen to the podcast on YouTube. That Cool Black Nerd on YouTube. That Cool Black Nerd on Twitter, Facebook. We're gonna put it out on the show, the Watch the Series show page. I need to get that shit set up. But it's gonna be out on that too. So we'll be back next week, hopefully for X-Men 97, episode 5. We're gonna get back together during our regular shows too at some point in here where we just talk about the news, kick the shit, have some fun, talk about robots fucking and all types of crazy shit. We haven't done robot news in a long ass time, which is a staple of our show, because there's always some crazy robot or AI news that Mike supports. And by the way, Devin, I didn't tell you this. Mike texted me a few months ago because some shit happened with some AI, and he said, oh, I finally see what y'all have been talking about with this AI stuff.
We can talk about this. I don't remember, but we can talk about it on the next show. Maybe we'll bring back the fake news segment.
Yes, that was fun too. So yeah, we had a lot of great segments on the show that we haven't done in a while. Let me see.
Start bringing that back for the regular episodes.
Scar said The Replacements is goated. Yes, it is. And you don't know nothing about that, Mike, but The Replacements.
Boy, that boy Keanu.
The Replacements, he don't miss. Fire. Have you seen Any Given Sunday, Mike?
No.
Oh, Michael, you want to talk about like pro wrestling, what it used to be like to play football, Al Pacino spitting on people, LL Cool J punching a motherfucker in the face, Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson before they got to the NFL, everything. It's everything.
You never heard of Willie Beeman, Mike?
No. No.
Damn shame. Damn shame.
You know what? Just for old time's sake, I'm going to do this. There's a story out about this company called Unitree Robotics, and they have built a robot that can do backflip better than gymnasts. Why? Mike, explain to me that. Mr. Robot Defender, you're pro-robot.
I don't know that I'm pro-robot anymore. Actually, I'm pro-robot. I'm not really pro-AI anymore.
Thank you! He's come to our side, Devin.
Maybe. We'll talk.
He's seen the light.
Thing to say about this. We'll talk. I'll prepare my case.
He has seen the light.
Notes and everything? Okay. I love that.
But why are you building a robot that can do backflip? Why?
Because we can.
I mean, that's the answer. Yes, because we can. But what is the practical reason? Even if I'm pro-robot.
Because we can.
I want robots to do shit to help us. Like save people from burning buildings.
Yeah, maybe help, with gymnastics.
Help old ladies cross the street. Like.
This quantum processing so we can solve cancer. Just do all the processing for the cancer.
What do I need a robot to do a bad
Because
for?
We can. That's the only reason.
Okay. I guess that's the answer. So anyway. I'm new to this YouTube thing, so I know you're supposed to say subscribe and like this video. So please, if you're watching this, subscribe, like the video. If you're watching on Twitter, give me a follow on Twitter. We're gonna be back every week doing this. Those of you listening on the podcast, leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If it's a 5-star review, we'll read it on the show. I haven't checked the reviews in a while, so I'm about to see if we got any for next week. But until then. We'll be back next week for episode 5 of X-Men 97. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Peace.
Peace.